Welcome to the Ancient Peace Archive. This is DJ Frederick. The Ancient Peace Archive features New Age, Christian, and spiritual music from the Jesus Movement era and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you.
a composition by Ruben Nunez, with a fire that lights your path. Before that, we heard Brundlefly and the Swede with Cabin Music Acoustic Demos. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. New Age Christian and Spiritual Music from the Jesus Movement Era and Beyond.
This is Bird Note. How do you get started learning to identify birds? There are so many, and they hardly sit still long enough for you to have a good look. Well, David Sibley, who literally wrote the book on identifying birds, has some advice.
Spend time at home, paging through the field guide, and at first, names like Scoter and Vireo and Egret are going to seem strange and foreign, but by flipping through the pages of the book and looking at the pictures and reading the names, you'll start to get a sense of what those birds are, what makes a vireo a vireo.
From someone who's observed birds with great interest for years, here's a welcome note.
It doesn't have to be about seeing a lot of different species, but more about getting to know the birds that are common in your neighborhood or in your yard. It can be really rewarding at that level. Another thing that I think is incredibly useful for a beginning birder is to get in touch with a local nature center or Audubon chapter. Someone can take away all the uncertainty and say, yes, that's a song sparrow. Your first 25 or 50 species are the hardest ones to learn. So if you can find somebody who can help you with those, you'll have a really good, solid start.
We're ready to help, too, at birdnote.org.
Richard Alpert, 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 Richard Alpert.
Thank you.
Aslan with To a Fountain. Before that, we heard Love, Serve, and Remember. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. I'd like to say thank you for tuning in. It's something a little bit different than the Radio Thrift Shop or from Free Radio Skybird, both programs that I hope you've listened to. And if you haven't, what are you waiting for? They're archived on radioforall.net. That's radioforall.net.
Exploring science in the sea. Beaches are among the most ephemeral natural features on the planet. They're built by wind and waves, which push grains of sand ashore, a process that can go on for thousands of years. But beaches can disappear quickly, in years, days, or even hours. The everyday action of wind and waves and rain can erode them gradually, while big storms can erase them overnight, bulldozing them back into the sea. So cities, counties, and other government agencies spend a lot of time keeping the beaches in place. Miami-Dade County in Florida, for example, has been piling new sand on its beaches for many years. And in 2015, Galveston, Texas rebuilt a section of beach that had washed away decades earlier. The project used sand dredged from the bottom of the nearby Galveston Ship Channel by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps clears the channel every year or two to keep it safe for shipping. It usually dumps the dredged-up sand out in the Gulf of Mexico. In this case, though, it supplied about 725,000 cubic yards of it to Galveston for the beach. It took a couple of months to rebuild the beach. It's about 100 feet wide, and it stretches for 20 blocks. It's outside the seawall, which was built after a hurricane in 1900 killed thousands and destroyed much of the city. Beaches absorb some of the energy of advancing storms, so this one could provide some protection against future hurricanes, one of nature's most ephemeral features, helping to shield against one of its most deadly. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Today as the future becomes the now. Turn your gaze deep inside, sail upon a sea of living light. Turn your gaze deep inside, sail upon a sea of living light. I am one with the spiritual sun, the source of all light. I am one with the spiritual sun, the source of all light. That
Dorothy Carter from Cambridge, Massachusetts, from her 1977 LP. That was Pretorius's 16th century Ukrainian carol, The Morning Star. And before that, we heard Rhythm and Bliss by Montana. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive, New Age Christian and spiritual music for your inner journey. I think we're going to rock out a little bit, and then we're going to mellow out toward the end of the program. This is Glass Harp.
Too long. of day done into the mind. The day has begun, the night is behind. Go down in the city into the street, and let's give the message to the people we meet.
So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show.
Go through the park on into the town. The sun still shines on, it never
my research involves describing new minerals, ones that have never been found before.
There are about 5,000 minerals known to science, but new ones are being discovered all the time. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Right now, I'm working on a sample from a deposit very close to the town of Baker, California, actually within sight of the freeway.
Tony Kemp is curator emeritus of minerals at the Los Angeles County Natural History Museum.
We're going to shoot X-rays through this sample, and the information that we get from that will tell us what it is.
On a computer screen, we can see different colored concentric circles, like a bullseye with many fine rings.
Each one of those rings corresponds to a plane of atoms running through the structure of the crystal. And depending upon the spacing of these lines and how intense they are, we can determine things about the internal arrangement of atoms. And actually, what this serves as is basically a fingerprint of the mineral to tell us what it is. We can then do a search through a large database and see if we can find a match between that pattern and the data in the database. And what we find, basically, by scanning through here, is that nothing exactly matches. And so, based upon that, we think this is actually a new mineral.
The X-ray diffractometer is just one of a number of tests that Tony Kampf does to determine whether or not the sample is truly something new. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation and Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
You've been listening to the Ancient Peace Archive with DJ Frederick. Going to close out the program with Ray Lynch. Just want to say, wishing you many blessings, and let's keep our planet in our prayers.